Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to say good evening to you. Thank you once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we thank you for taking out your time for this hour. Amen. It is good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Word says, "You are my God, and I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, even before time. Amen. So God had a plan for each and every one of us. Before we were even born, when we were in our mother's womb, amen, God had a plan for you and I. Wow. And you know what? He knew at this hour and this time that you would be on this Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So we just rejoice and give him all the praise. Amen, amen, amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in and be participate when the speaker opens up the mic. Amen. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Call in and hit the number 1. Amen. If we don't have your mic already on, hit the number 1. And a question mark will come up and they'll let us know that you would like to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. We'd also like to let you know that after this blogcast, you can go into the archive and you can pull up this message again. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, We Can Begin Again. Amen. And you can pull up this message and share it with a friend. There's nothing like spreading the gospel. Amen. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Spread the good news. Amen. 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 Of course, you know, we're in Hampton, Virginia. We moved from Atlanta to Hampton, Virginia. I love it. I love it. Just traveling all around the world. We're here with Pastor Rose Dixon, amen. She is coming from Hampton, Virginia, with a word for you and with a word for me, amen. We're going to move forward. As we move forward, we're going to have prayer, and then the next voice you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon from Hampton, Virginia. Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for who you are. Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, for the woman of God who's coming forth at this time. Amen. Lord, Father, we just ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just bless her, Heavenly Father, as she proclaims your word. Hallelujah. And for those whom we love, Heavenly Father, that we've never seen we'll never see again, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for a special blessing, Father God. We just ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just give them eternal rest. Lord, we've lost so many, Heavenly Father. Speakers lost some, lost loved ones. We've lost loved ones. Amen. And we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just allow your light, Heavenly Father, to shine on them, Heavenly Father, and may their souls be blessed, Heavenly Father, as they have departed from this world to a better place. Amen. May they rest in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Rose Dixon, Hampton, Virginia, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, yes. We just like to let you know that we're keeping you up in prayer, you know, for
yes.
your loss. Amen. And we just thank God that you are, love the Lord. Amen. And the
amen.
Others may have taken on, amen, you know, to whatever, but you choose to continue to stay at your post and do what God has, you know, has spoken to you to do. So we thank you so much for that. Amen. We're going to move out of the way and turn it on over to you. May God bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I thank you all for your prayers, your calls, your texts, some that has called and texted. I thank God for all of that. Just to uplift me and my family, because we need it in this season, in this hour, and of what has taken place in our family. So just keep us lifted in your prayers as you're going before the Lord. Put the Dixon family in your spirit, amen, and pray for the Dixon family. And so we thank God. Once again, I thank God for another day, another opportunity that the Lord has fortified and gave me and this day to tell the good news about what is happening, amen, in the Bible and also in the earth realm. I just want to thank the leaders of this line, Dr. Clay and Dr. Suzanne, for this opportunity to give a word on tonight, amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. I just want to teach tonight. Amen. I just want to share this. The Lord has been giving me revelation about how it's time just to teach. Amen. You know, I could preach, I could hoop and holler, I could do all that, but what do you get out of that? And so the Lord said in this season, in this hour, he said, I want you to teach. So every time I get this opportunity, the Lord said, teach, teach my word. Amen. So that people can understand what is going on and understanding what's happening in the earth realm. Amen. The Holy Ghost will also let me know that, you know, a lot of times preaching, people, when people are preaching, it hides, they're hitting from the truth. Sometimes they're hitting from the truth. I'm going to say that again. When there's a lot of preaching going on, amen, the truth is hitting, amen, and people are being lost. Come on in, somebody, because the way people be lost is by we hooping and hollering. What were you getting out of that? Amen. So the Lord said in this season, for me, I'm talking about this right here, Pastor Rose, that teach my people. That's what the Holy Ghost also said to me. Teach my people that they know what thus says the Lord, and that they begin to follow what is said in the Bible. Amen. Lives have to be changed in this season, in this hour. Listen, believe it or not, we've been hearing it from years, and as a little child I've heard it. He's coming. He's even more nearer. Amen. He's more nearer than ever before. Because when we look at the world and see what's going on, you can see how near he's coming. And we have to get ourselves in order. Amen. We got to get ourselves in order if we want to go back with him. Amen. You want him to receive you? You got to get yourself in order. And so by me teaching and Holy Ghost give me what I need to say to the people, this is going to help them to get to where they need to be in God. Amen. I didn't mean to say all that, but it was said. Amen. Amen. And so as we go to the book of Psalms 100, amen. Psalms 100, a familiar passage of scripture, one of my favorites. Amen. We're going to go through verses 1-5, and I'm going to get through it as quickly as we can. And also, as he said before, Dr. Clay says this is an interacting Bible study. So if you want to chime in, you could come on and chime in. I'm okay with it tonight. Amen. If you have something that, you know, the Holy Ghost drops in your spirit, just say, hey, I have something to say. Amen. And I will just slow it down so that you're able to express what God and the Holy Ghost is given unto you tonight. So we in Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise. Let me back up. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We his people and the sheep of his pasture, with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I like the fifth verse. It says, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations, and the word of God is blessed. My subject tonight is basically God wants your praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants your praise. When we look at this particular chapter, we see here this is a command from God. There's a command. This is an order. Because he says, make a joyful shout to the Lord. When I look at the scripture, he's telling us, I want you to make a shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. And that's us. He's not talking about the trees right now. He's not talking about the birds. He's talking about us. We the land.
Right.
We are the earth. Amen. We are the earth. We are the dust of the earth. He's talking about us. If you are breathing tonight, you ought to give God praise. You ought to shout unto the Lord. You ought to give a shout, a thankfulness unto the Lord in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what it looks like. You still got to give God praise. In spite of what I'm going through with the loss of my nephew, I still got to give God praise. I still got to give him glory. No matter what, even whatever dark place that you may be in, you still got to give God praise. Because why? He says, make a joyful shout unto the Lord. It baffles me how believers, kingdom, citizens, cannot shout unto the Lord. But when we go to the baseball games and we go to the basketball games, we're shouting and, yeah, go, 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 yeah. We doing all that. But when we come into the house of the Lord, the preacher or the praise and worship leader got to pump you to shout unto the Lord.
That's right.
They got to push you. They got to do all these different things to make you move and shout unto the Lord. But I say like this, when you think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you, when you just think about what he has done for you, that's enough to give him praise. When you think about how he woke you up this morning,
hallelujah,
to give him opportunity to open up these eyes, hallelujah, and allow you to smell through these nostrils. Hallelujah. That's enough to give God praise. Listen, nobody has to pump you or push you to give God praise for just the little things that he done for you.
No, that's right.
And that's why God says, I want your praise. There's a command that's taking place in this season, in this hour. I'm sending notice out to you all that's listening on this line. God is commanding a praise from you. He's commanding a shout from you, a joyful noise, not a sad noise, but a joyful noise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God wants your praise on tonight. And so the Bible goes on to say, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. When you come in before the Lord, hallelujah, he said, be glad. When you come in his presence, you got to be glad. Hallelujah. No sad story.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. No sorrowful story. You got to come with gladness unto the Lord. And when you're serving the Lord, this is for my preachers. This is for you serving the Lord. You're an usher. Be glad in doing what you're doing for the Lord. As you're ministering to people, be glad at it. Because it says serve the Lord with gladness.
Hallelujah.
Listen, I hate to look when I come into the temple or to the house of God and there's an usher at the door. I'm expecting her to come with, God bless you, come on in. I'm looking to hear that. I'm looking to see that great big smile when I come through the door of the temple or the house of God. Not a sad face at the door with the usher, or I call them kingdom servants. Amen. So when I come through the door, when I see that kingdom servant, I'm looking for that smile to say, God bless you. Welcome to the temple. Welcome to God's house. Amen. So if you that preacher that's serving, you come with gladness. Amen. You that praise and worship leader. Oh, come on, hallelujah. You come with some gladness.
Yes.
With some praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, come before his presence with singing. And know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Yes.
You got to know who you belong to. Ah, glory to God. You got to know who is your creator. You got to know. You got to let that devil know as well who you belong to. Hey, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You got to let the enemy know that I am a king's kid. I am a kingdom citizen.
Come on.
Because sometimes the enemy tries to play you, right? He tries to play you, and he tries to make you think that you ain't nobody. And think that you don't belong to God. But I say, serve notice to the enemy tonight that you are an ambassador of Christ. You are a son of God.
Amen.
You belong to the King of Kings. See, in this season, in this hour, you got to know who you are.
Know
that
you
the
are.
Lord, he is God as well, that he is your God. Hallelujah. When you go to Ephesians, let's go there. Ephesians 3 and 10. It says, for we are his workmanship. Ephesians 3 and 20. Excuse me. Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that ye should walk in them. Listen, we are his workmanship of God. We are the workmanship of God. We are his product. We are the product of God. When I look at that, let me say that again. We are the product of God.
Yes.
We are the partnership of God. We are handmade from God.
Amen.
We are connected with God. Listen, when God made you, he made something good.
Yes.
When God made you, he made something wonderful.
Say it.
Listen, I don't mean to be boasting and saying that I'm all that, but I'm going to say that I'm all that with God.
Yes.
I'm going to say I'm all that
with God.
So when God made me, he made a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He made somebody that's awesome and wonderful. And sometimes you got to brag on yourself. Listen, sometimes I look in the mirror, hallelujah, as I'm sometimes put my makeup on, my lashes, because sometimes I wear lashes. When I'm putting the makeup on and putting lashes and lipstick on, I begin to look at myself and say, you are a wonderful woman of God.
Fearfully and wonderfully.
That's right. Fearfully. That's it. Fearfully and wonderful.
That's right.
You got to brag on yourself. You got to celebrate you. Because, listen, sometimes people don't want to celebrate you. And that's all right. You don't have to celebrate me because I celebrate myself. I brag on me.
Ooh, yes.
I could brag on me because I know who I am and whose I belong to. Know your worth. Come on here, somebody. Know your worth. And you worthy. You worth something. You worth something. You worth it. Yeah, my God. Hallelujah. And so that we are his workmanship of God. We are his handmaid of God. And we belong to him. Yeah, hallelujah. So know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. And not we ourselves. God has made us and created us to be who we are.
Yes.
See, we got to take ownership of that. Take ownership of who you are. You got to walk in that. Walk in this season, in this hour of who you are. When the enemy comes, you got to take that ownership of who you are and tell that devil, I am somebody in God. Hey, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And so God wants your praise. And let me back it up, because praise is not a feeling. Come on here. It's an expression of faith towards God, of his mercy, his goodness, and his truth. Hallelujah. So when we praise God, we're expressing the faith that we have towards him and the mercy and his goodness for all that he's done for you. That's a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So it's not feeling. Hallelujah. Also, pray in your spiritual warfare. So when people start acting up and the devil's acting up, just go into a praise. Just
right.
Go into the hallelujah. Just go into a thank you, Jesus. And watch the enemy flee. Watch the enemy go out of your atmosphere. Just put a praise on it. When the doctor says that something is wrong and you got that bad report from the doctor, just put a praise on it.
Yeah,
hallelujah. And when you praise the Lord, things begin to happen in the unseen realm. Let me say that again. When you praise the Lord, things begin to happen in the unseen realm. In other words, things begin to shift in the spiritual realm. When you begin to acknowledge who God is, don't you know God gets off his throne and begins to look down and see? And he's so appreciative when he sees his sons and daughters giving him praise. You know, that puts a big smile on him when he sees that. Hallelujah. Things began to shift in the atmosphere. I'm a witness. I'm a witness to it. It has happened.
Yes.
It has happened.
Yes.
What I'm saying is some truth because it has happened. I'm a witness to it. When I began to praise God over a situation, and it just begins to work out for my good. Why? Because I put a praise on it. Why? Because I gave it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And things began to happen in the atmosphere. Things began to shift in the atmosphere because of my praise. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Let me also tell you about praise. Praise in Hebrew means yada. Yada. That means give thanks. Hallelujah unto the Lord. Barak, which is a quiet voice. Shabak is a shout for joy. Hallelujah. See, this is a different type of praises. This is different praises mean. Yada. Hallelujah. Barak. Shabak. Hallelujah. So you can praise him in so many languages. Amen. And so many ways. Even in the quiet voice, you could praise him as well. Hallelujah. Because it says in Barak means quiet voice. As long as the spirit knows what's happening in the atmosphere, hallelujah. Yeah, my God. Hallelujah. Any questions? Anyone want to talk about this praise?
No,
hallelujah.
It's good.
So God wants your praise. This is a command that God is looking for us to praise him. Hallelujah. No sad sorrow, no sad story, no sad story in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah. He's looking for the praises of his people. Hallelujah. We have to get in that season in this hour that we will praise you, Lord, in spite of. Hallelujah. In spite of what it feels like, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it tastes like, I'm praising you through the good and the bad. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There should always be a praise on your lips. You say that we kingdom. You say that you're a kingdom citizen. You say that you belong to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. A praise should always be on your mouth and in your mouth. Amen. And on your lips. Hallelujah. Any questions? Anybody want to dive in and talk about praise on tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God for your words. I just thank God. I'm just resonating it in my spirit because we are made to praise. We are called to praise. And no matter what is going on, we must praise. We must magnify him and glorify him because he's good. You know, through the ups and the downs, through the ins and the outs, you know, he already knows what's going to happen before it happens. But he causes us to praise no matter what is going on. And we are witnessing and testifying through our praise. So I just thank God tonight. Hallelujah. He is awesome in all his ways. So thank you. Continue on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good, Elder Showers. God bless you.
Bless you.
Amen. And as we, when we go to 1 Thessalonians 5, I like this one too. Let's go there because we in Bible study. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Amen. It also talks about pray without, rejoice always. Let's go to 16 verse. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ, for Christ Jesus, for you. That leads me to my fourth verse. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Let's stop right there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In spite of what is going on, give thanks.
Give thanks.
Give thanks. I have to still give thanks. Even though my nephew is gone to be with the Lord, I'm still giving thanks. I'm giving thanks. Why? Because he was a man of God. He loved God. He lived a life, Christ. And so I'm thankful for the life that he lived. Amen. The human side says yes. It's, the human side makes you cry and feel a certain way. But in spite of it all, I'm so thankful for the life that he lived.
Yeah.
That he lived the life of God. That he loved God. Right. Amen. He took God at his word. And so you have, even so in this state and in this time of my life, I'm giving thanks. Even maybe some of you may be in a dark place, you still give thanks. You may be in a dark place, but you're still alive. You're still living. You're still breathing.
Amen.
You still give thanks. And as you're giving thanks, watch God bring you out of that dark place. Watch God bring you out of that dark space. That's why it's important we always give thanks unto the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even when we're giving thanks, we recognizing how much God has done for us. When we also giving thanks, we publicly worshiping God.
Yes,
so whenever
that's
you
good.
Giving thanks, you publicly worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hidden. Listen, when I'm giving thanks, I let everybody know. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for turning around. My praise ain't hidden. And in this season, you cannot hid your praise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to say this again. In this season, you cannot hid your praise.
Yeah,
I did.
Amen.
Amen. I let everybody know. Yes, mm-hmm. God did this for me. And thank you, Lord. Any questions?
No, but this is a good lesson, a very great lesson, Pastor Rose. God wants our praise. And, you know, when you was speaking in the beginning, and I was thinking about there are dark places that we, you know, life circumstances will bring us into a dark place. Dark situation. But when we do the sacrifice of prayer, because sometimes, and I'll be transparent, sometimes when you're going through that dark situation, sometimes you don't even want to move your lips. But thank God that he hears the moans. Thank God that when the moans come, he understands them. But when you think about the goodness of God, when you think about all that he has done, in those dark situations that he commands us to praise him. Let me tell you what that does, what I know it does, because I can say it did it for me. It brings the light. And what light brings is hope. And you know what? The darkness has to dissipate. The darkness has to be shattered because the praises of God is going up. And it's filling not only the atmosphere, it's reigniting and filling us up. Filling us up again with that hope that God will. God said he would do exactly what he said he would do. Exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think. Praise is not just, and I've said this before, it's not, I say prayer, but praise too is not just what we do. Praise is who we are. God says in his word, and I don't mean to take up time, but God, this is his will concerning us, that we thank him, whether it's a good time or a bad time, that we thank him. And with that thanksgiving comes praise. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. And I'm finished, Pastor. I'm finished. I'm finished. This is a great lesson. This is great.
Amen.
I'm finished. This is great.
Amen. And so as we are thanking him, we thank him for all things that he has done for us. Thankful, it's given us the opportunity to appreciate who he is in our lives. And in this season, in this hour, we have to appreciate who he is in our lives. And so when we open our mouth with a thankful praise, I said before, it excites the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It gives gratitude. You honor him when you thank him. When I give God thanks, I'm looking at it as I'm honoring you, Daddy, because I call him my daddy as well. Amen. I'm honoring you, Daddy. I'm saluting you, Daddy. Because if it had not been you on my side, where would I be?
Yes.
If you wasn't in my life, I would be so totally lost.
My God, yeah.
I'd be totally lost without you. So I'm thankful that you are in my life. I'm thankful that I abide in you and you abide in me.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good right there.
That I'm connected with you. I'm thankful that I'm connected to you. And so we have to get in that place. But, you know, we get so bowed down to the things of the world and we get distracted. Mm-hmm. And we don't go, and we don't thank God enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're worrying about the things that's distracting us from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in this season, we can't get twisted, y'all. We can't allow the enemy to twist our mind twist our what we see. Because we got to look beyond what we see, y'all. Because sometimes, no majority of the time, these natural eyes play tricks on us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look beyond what you see and see God in it.
Amen.
Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to be thankful.
Amen.
Thankful for what he's done. The scripture also goes, also enter his courts with praise and be thankful to him and bless his name.
Yes.
We ought to bless his name. Hallelujah. We ought to honor his name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Come on here. There's none like him.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And we have to bless his name. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Any questions? Any questions?
Mm-hmm. So good.
On
the
piggyback offer. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we have to be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Come on here. And his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Listen, this may be just elementary for some people, but sometimes we need to be reminded how good God is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. But so many bad things are happening, just like Dr. Clay was saying, so many lost. People are losing loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing a lot of loved ones from COVID, from different diseases and sicknesses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sometimes we feel like, you know, God is not good, or we feel a different way about God because of all what's going on. But I want to remind you on tonight, for the Lord is still good.
Yes, he
is. He's still good when you get that bad report.
Yes, he is.
He's still good when your money's acting funny and your money's acting strange.
Yeah.
He's still good.
Yes, he is.
When you got no money in the bank and it says a zero balance, or you got a negative in your balance of your bank account, he's still good.
It's
when people scandalize your name and talk about
you.
He's still good, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're racking with pain, and pain is all through your body, he's still good. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you don't even know what to do or you don't even know what your next is, God is still good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. It never leaves you. It's with you forever. His mercy, his grace. Hallelujah. These two things, these two walk with you. Grace and mercy walks with you every day of your life.
Thank you,
Lord. But I'm still stuck on for the Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's still good. Hallelujah. When things don't look right, he's still good, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. When it don't go your way, God is still good. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And we need to know this in this season, in this hour, that the Lord is still good. He's still on the throne, y'all. Hallelujah. COVID has nothing on him. He's still ruling in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. He is good. Hallelujah. Taste and see that Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hey, God, hallelujah. His word is still good. Hallelujah. If you could just eat his word, hallelujah. If you could just dissect his word, hallelujah, and allow his word to come in you, hallelujah. It's good, y'all. Hallelujah. That's some good food. Hallelujah. The word of God, that's some good food for your soul. Hallelujah. It's good. It's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God wants your praise tonight. Hallelujah. He's calling for you tonight. Hallelujah. He's calling for your praise. He's calling for your worship tonight. That's why you have to get intimate with him, with worship.
Yeah.
Get intimate with him. Hallelujah. Allow him to come in and strip those things that's not like him in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And get intimate. Get a one-on-one with him. So God can go, so that he can speak some things into your ear gate and into your heart, because God want to give you some things. God want to do some things in your life, but you got to worship him. You got to praise him. Allow him to come in. I don't know who that's for tonight. Hallelujah. God wants to do some great things in your life, but you got to let him come in. And you got to go into some worship. You got to go in some praise to receive what he has for you in this season, in this hour. Glory to God. God wants your praise tonight. He's calling for it tonight. He's ordering it tonight. Hallelujah. There's an order out for you tonight. Hallelujah. There's a command out for you tonight. And that is your praise. He wants your praise tonight.
Yes.
He wants that hallelujah. Come on here, somebody. Listen, I'm about to get excited. Hallelujah. He wants your hallelujah. He wants your thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
he wants it tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
he wants you to acknowledge who he is in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
We've been through so much.
Hallelujah.
And we're going through so much.
You.
But God said, put a praise on it tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Put a praise on your situation and watch he shift it. Watch he change it for you. I'm telling you, watch he change it for you. Hallelujah. If you just put a praise on it, hallelujah. Don't talk about it. Hallelujah. Don't cry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. Come on here, somebody. Put a praise on it tonight.
Hallelujah.
You want God to move on your finances? Put a praise on it tonight.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You want him to work some things out in your family? Put a praise on it tonight.
Praise.
Yes.
Don't get angry about it. Don't get upset about
good.
It. Just put a praise on it tonight.
Hallelujah.
Walk it out.
Walk with it.
Yes.
Know who you are in Him. Yes.
Ah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's
Hallelujah.
It.
Yes. Ah, share my
Thank
you,
walk with this authority. Don't you know, as a son of God, hallelujah, sickness got to bow down to you?
Got to, every time.
As a son of God, sickness has to bow down to you.
Glory, glory.
You got to tell the sickness, you got to go in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
You got to speak to that arthritis. You got to speak to whatever situation that you're dealing with.
That's right.
Right.
And I command you to go. You got to speak to that.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Inflammation in your leg.
And it is so.
Speak
Hallelujah.
To it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I tell this story all the time, and I'm going to tell it again because I told y'all before.
Yeah.
I said I had an issue with my shoulder, and I couldn't lift up my shoulder for almost a year. And I was afraid, and I was like, Lord, what's going on? I couldn't lift him up to give you worship and praise, and I dealt with it for a while. But then when I realized who I was and who I belonged to, I began to speak to this shoulder, and I began to declare and decree. I said, you're not gonna cause me not to lift up my hand to worship and give God praise.
That's
not
right.
This day,
That's
not
right.
No more. So I began to speak over it and declare and decree something. Now today, I can
Glory
lift up
God.
My arm and say, thank you, Jesus. I can extend
Hallelujah.
My arm, and I'm extending it now, saying, thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah.
I spoke to the situation that was in my arm, and I said, you got to go.
Yeah.
You cannot
yeah.
live in this body no more longer.
Yeah.
Every illegal
yeah.
activity that's happening in this arm, you have to go.
That's it.
I command
illegal.
You to go.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Hallelujah.
So when you begin to speak to your body
yes.
and tell your body every illegal activity, you don't belong in because you're
yes.
illegal in this body.
Yes.
You're illegal.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, that's how I talk to this. I talk to this body
Thank
right here. Because I got, listen, I got power and authority. God give
Thank
me
you.
That.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And guess what? It works.
Yes.
I'm not saying
yes.
something that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It does.
But it's also according to your faith as
your
well.
Your faith, yes.
It's according to your
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
And so I just believe God in this season, in this hour.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
For what things that he's going to do for us. Amen. I just believe it. And so with that, God wants your praise tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 I yield back to you, Dr. Clay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for an anointing word, an anointed word. It was a word that
yes.
you have placed in our spirits that we need to hear, to be reminded. It doesn't make
yeah.
a difference what we're going through. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't make a difference how dark the situation may be. Amen. We are to give God
I'll
the thanks. Thank him in season as well as out of season. And you know what,
mm-hmm.
And here, and I might be off on this, but this is what my spirit is saying to me. For all the saints
mm-hmm.
that are online, we are going to give him thanks together. And
oh,
I
God.
Know that you're familiar with this.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. And we all
mm-hmm.
are going to sing together. Let the weak say I am strong.
Yes.
Let the poor say
I'm rich.
I am rich. Because of what?
Because of
the
what
Lord has done. Or you could say us or me. Give thanks. We're going to sing that three times before we close it. And then we got a song. We're going to change our song, our closing song. Could we do that?
That's
Could
good,
we do that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanks with a grateful heart. Let the weak say
I am strong.
All right, so. Go ahead, son.
Let the poor say I am rich.
Holy hands to God tonight.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for being a prophet.
Thank you enough, God. Oh, God, you've been so good. Oh, God, you've been so good. Even when things are bad, God, you've been good.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you
for your protection. Thank you for your guidance, Lord.
Thank
you for your strength, Lord. Thank you for your health, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for brothers and sisters, God, who believe. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving, God.
Thank you. Can I get my praise report, Pastor Long? Uh-huh. Yeah. I have a praise report. Actually, I have four praise reports.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Not one, I have four. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We serve a living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Love that song. Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, as a
Hallelujah.
Man, put a praise on it. Amen.
Put a praise on it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're at the close of the hour. We thank you once again for tuning in this evening. May God bless you. Amen. Whatever you do, wherever you go, put a praise on it. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, sir.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
We love you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I face the dawn.